Sync presents Kelly Howell and the Secret Universal Mind Meditation. For best results, listen with headphones.
Through the power of our minds, we can create prisons or palaces, wealth or poverty, joy or suffering. The thoughts and images we repeat in our minds like a personal mantra are what our very powerful minds turn into reality. This is the secret. This is the knowledge that will free your life from lack, limitation, loneliness, and fear. The meditation provided in this program was adapted from the visionary works of U.S. Anderson, who was a mystic and an author. My personal experience with this meditation has been profound, and over the years when people have come to me in dire straits, this is what I give them, and I've seen it work miracles. Through repeated nightly listening, it will cleanse your mind of negative or limited thinking. It will instill the wisdom and truth that the most venerated spiritual teachers have told us since the beginning of time. When this knowledge is fully absorbed by your subconscious, you'll reap powerful rewards. The secret meditation is intentionally designed to be listened to while falling asleep. Listen every night for 6 weeks, because that's the minimum amount of time it takes to make a lasting change in your life. The delta sound frequencies provided will help soothe you to sleep. You may drift off and not even hear what is being whispered in your ears. However, the transmission will be absorbed on deep inner levels, where it will work to change your life. Close your eyes and begin to breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, let your body soften and relax. Breathe and let the sounds and words wash away all concerns. The ideas you are about to hear will become your own. You will begin to think thoughts that promote an inexhaustible supply of prosperity, health, and happiness in your life. You will discover that the secret power within you can help you do anything and become anything. It is not necessary that you stay awake, for everything you hear will be absorbed by your subconscious mind, even while you sleep. So now, rest and breathe, and repeat in your mind as it is said out loud. I am one with the universal mind. Of confidence, quietness, This is the universal mind, God, of which I am a part, and which responds to me when I ask. This universal mind knows the answers to all of my problems, and even now, right now, the answers are speeding their way to me. I needn't struggle for them. I needn't worry or strive. When the time comes, the answers will be there. I give my problems to the great mind of God, to the source of all creation. I let go of them, confident that the correct answers will return to me when needed. Through the great law of attraction, everything I need for my work and fulfillment comes to me. It is not necessary that I strain. Only believe. In the strength of my belief, my faith will make it so.
The truth about life.
I see the hand of divine intelligence all around me.
Great reality is good.
which is always attempting to manifest itself.
Truth is apparent
and the clamor of the world does not exist. I see around me the thoughts of all mankind, for these thoughts have become things. Whatever is good among these thought things I accept, for my concern is only with truth and understanding, which is forever the lovely, the good, and the expanding. My mind moves easily to the furthest most reaches of space, in all directions, and just as easily moves back to me once again. I am the center of the universe. The universal mind has made itself manifest through me. I know that my purpose in life is to reach ever upward and outward, to expand in knowledge and love and unity. I place my future in divine hands. I turn over each problem of my life to that great, with all people and all life and all things. accordance with divine law. All the limitless power of creation is mine, mine to draw upon, for it is in me, one with me, and I am a part of it. The answer comes with the question. The path is lit with the first step. The way is cleared with the looking, and the goal is in sight with the desire. I know that I am fulfilling the fondest wish of the universal mind, for I place myself in its hands, taking each step of my life boldly and strongly. For it is God who prompts me, and God moves with sureness. I listen to the voice of the universe as it speaks within me. It is the voice of truth, and it guides my path. The things of my life are the children of my thoughts. And my thoughts today are even now bearing the children of my tomorrow. All that is good I desire. All that is negative I refuse to accept. By attaining, I do not deprive others. All that is and ever will be is available to everyone. We need only ask, and it shall be given. I merge with the infinite power of love that surges through me. The limits and inhibitions of my past are gone, and each day is a new birth, another step on my journey toward oneness with God. I do not seek, I know. I do not strive. Who is it that observes this? Here then is my true self, a thing independent of all but spirit, a contemplative I, which only observes and chooses from the thoughts that cross consciousness. Whatever I choose is mine. Whatever I reject shall never touch me. I sense a fusion of my being with the great universal mind. I sense the presence of the great spirit. I feel the immutable and irrevocable bond between myself and the all-powerful loving force of creation. I am one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, and all love. The infinite creative power of the universal mind lives within me. I remove all barriers from my thought and align with divine purpose. I am open and receptive to the purposes of God. I know that my life is great and good when I perform service with love. The right ideas are delivered to me, and the universal mind provides me with the means of bringing them into my world. I know that all things spring from the universal mind, which is infinitely abundant. Fulfill the indwelling God. turn away from the world around me to the world of consciousness that lies within. I shut out all memories of the past, create new images of the future. I concentrate on my being. I slide deep into the very recesses of my soul to a place of utter repose. Here I perceive fact in the making. I am conscious of the one being from which all beings spring. Immortal self. This is God. This is me. I am. I always was. I always will be. And I know that divine indwelling God to be my very